Dear Journal, seems like every time I go near the Moody School, there's trouble. Today, we were just gonna pick up Judy, but we hadn't counted on Judy's latest boyfriend.
And after Mom's neo-expressionist performance piece closes on Friday, we're going to the Nouvelle Vague Music Festival in Tangleburg for the premiere of Dad's grunge opera.
Oh, look at the time. Better run. See you tomorrow, Kyle. Bye, guys. Okay, Mother. Bye.
Hey, Judy. Why are you running off so fast? Hi, I'm Kyle.
Oh, so you're Kyle. I've heard so much about you.
Mother, guess it up.
See you, Kyle.
You must come over for dinner sometime.
Sounds great. When?
Well, how about tonight?
Mother, you have that thing tonight, remember?
Thing? What thing?
That important thing you can't possibly miss.
Stop that. I don't know what you're talking about. Dinner's at 7.
Great. See you tonight.
Well, he seems like a nice boy. But now, what were you going on about, Judith?
I am never speaking to you again!
So, what's for dinner? Mom were at each other's throats all afternoon. I was doing my best to stay out of it.
The nerve of that woman! The gall! Thinking she could just interfere in our private lives!
Well, come on, Dougie, you're supposed to back me up!
No way, I'm not taking sides.
But Dougie, she just invited the coolest boy I've known in my entire earthly existence to meet our dull, pedestrian, bourgeois, bologna and mayonnaise-eating family.
We're not that bad, are we?
Not that bad. Remember what happened when my last boyfriend came to visit?
Gravy?
Okay, so dinner isn't always exciting, but everybody's family is like that.
If only Mom and Dad were painters or nuclear scientists or hunchbacks.
Oh, come on, Judy. It's like you want them to be characters in one of your stupid plays. Oh, no. Judy, no.
Thanks, Dougie.
Forget I said that. Please... Oh.
Princess, your mom tells me we're finally gonna meet your new...
Quick, we've only got an hour before Kyle arrives, and you've got a lot of lines to learn.
Lines?
Yes, now, you're playing a renowned poet, novelist, and playwright living in seclusion after a life of piracy on the high seas.
Judy, are you feeling okay?
And you, Mother, are a groundbreaking anthropologist, just back from a year in the jungle studying the potato worshippers of Maguano. I hope there's no baloney in this.
Judith, this is silly.
I'll get it.
Dear, dear.
Break a leg.
Now, Judy, we got to make sure we get this stuff back to the theater department in the morning.
No problem. Bring it in. We need to work fast.
Judith, dear, we can't play act for you.
Mother, you got me into this mess, and you're going to have to get me out of it.
So, what's my motivation in this scene?
Anger. You haven't written anything in almost 2 years because of the stifling boredom of small-town life. You're very bitter. Try smashing things.
Move, please.
Oops.
Okay, people, let's take it from the top of scene 3.
Avast, honey. The transcendent piquancy of this lasagna recalls my youthful days on the Spanish Main.
You like it? It is a special recipe which I learned from the natives in the tropical rainforest.
Oh, my writer's block!
Stop!
jumping ahead in the script, Daddy.
This was getting weirder and weirder. I could just imagine what Judy had in store for me.
Hello, Kyle. Meet my brother, the wild boy of Bluffington. He was raised by wolves.
But then again...
Kyle, meet my brother, Agent 00 from MI5.
Pleasure to meet you, Kyle, but if you'll excuse me, I have a president to save. This could be great!
Okay, Dougie, here's your costume.
Cool! I am a secret agent.
Close. You're the butler.
The butler? Well, why can't I have a cool part, like a secret agent?
Look, Dougie, I'm an actress, mom worships potatoes, and dad's an ex-pirate. I've tried to figure out a good part for you, but I'm afraid you're just way too dull to fit into this family. You're the butler. Okay, everybody, let's set the light cues.
Too dull for this family, huh? Well, we'll just see about that.
Sorry, I think I have the wrong house.
Whoa!
Good evening, sir. Miss Judy awaits in the drawing room.
Oh, Kyle. So good of you to drop by.
Hey, Judy. By the way, who is that?
Oh, that's Yancey, the butler.
Strange. He looks familiar.
And these are... my parents.
Hello, Kyle. Sorry we're late, but I was just preparing my anthropological lecture on the oak rotten ritual of the Maguano tribe.
Hi. Are you the same mom from this afternoon?
Phone call from Master Kyle.
I didn't hear any phone.
This way, please.
Where's the phone?
Shh! We have no time. Your life may be in danger.
What?
Here, take this. If you need help, just call me on the sponge. But be careful. They mustn't find out I am actually Special Agent Dumbo.
Oh, there you are. What are you two doing in here?
Just getting the hors d'oeuvres, Miss Judy.
And as I bid goodbye to the tribe, Chief Tater Tot presented me with this ceremonial totem.
Oh, neat, Mrs. Funny.
In honor of your visit, Kyle, we have prepared the rarest of Maguano dishes. Please partake of these peas from the communal bowl.
Oh, my writer's block. Oh, the agony. It's been hard these past 25 years.
Huh?
Yancey. Ever since the alien abduction, he just hasn't been the same.
Oh, my writer's block!
Oh, yes. Dad's having trouble with his book. Whoa.
Yeah. In fact, it's a nightmare.
Mother, why don't you read us part of your lecture?
But that's not until scene number 4, right?
Just read it!
Oh, all right. Let me see.
There's a bomb in the lasagna?
A bomb in the lasagna? Great Scott! They got me, Kyle. They got me. I'm a goner. You'll never get away with it, Judy. You can kill me, but there'll be others. Suddenly got the feeling I'd gone too far.
Did I do something wrong?
No, Kyle, not at all. I'm afraid it's been a very weird day.
Judy, are you okay?
Why did you do that? Why did you wreck everything?
I'm sorry, Judy, but you just made me so mad. Telling us all how boring and stupid we were, making me the butler...
I guess you're right. I'm sorry. I was just so scared he wouldn't like me. I've never liked anybody as much as...
Judy, do you want me to go?
No. No. I mean, if you want to. I mean, I guess you can decide after I tell you the truth about...
What, the performance piece?
You knew it was a performance?
Yeah. Wasn't I supposed to?
Well, no, we were... Of course! What did you think of it?
Well, there were a few problems in scene 3, but it all came together for me when the secret agent dove on the lasagna.
So, Judy's act didn't fool anybody. Except Judy. I guess it's normal sometimes to be embarrassed about your family. But maybe it's just because you see them every day.
Thanks for dinner. See you later.
To other people, your family isn't boring at all.
Bye, Kyle. See you soon.
Ciao, soon.